Hello, I'm Jorge Gestoso. On today's podcast, the Venezuelan government announced that it's banning the entry of planes from Argentina into its airspace. The announcement also affects private planes registered in Argentina. The decision will be in place until they receive compensation for what they consider as the Argentinian theft and later destruction in the US of its Boeing 747 belonging to Entrasur, the cargo subsidiary of its national airline Conviasa. In Brazil, under the government of Lula, 13 million Brazilians stopped going hungry in 2023. Hunger in Brazil decreased from 33 million in the first quarter of 2022 under the far-right Jair Bolsonaro to 20 million in the fourth quarter of 2023 under Lula, according to a study by the Fome Zero Institute, while in Ecuador, more than 83,000 Ecuadorians were unemployed between January and February 15, 2024, under the neoliberal government of Daniel Noboa, according to the Ministry of Labor of Ecuador. Severe storms and heavy rains are striking Uruguay, Argentina, and Bolivia, causing death, floodings, loss of power, and massive evacuations. In Argentina, inflation reached 276% annually in February, and in the first 2 months of 2024, prices increased by 36%, according to the National Institute of Statistics and Census. Under the government of the ultra-right Javier Milei, poverty affects 57% of the population, the extreme poverty increased to 15%, and there are almost 2 million children in poverty. One every five children in Argentina is poor. And President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump secured on Tuesday the delegates necessary to clinch their party's presidential nominations, cementing a general election rematch in November. Both won yesterday's primaries in the states of Georgia, Washington, and Mississippi. And that's the world news. I'm Jorge Gestoso. Please join me on another podcast of the news with Jorge Gestoso. Talk to you then.